This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On day one of public testimony, an impeachment witness says that U.S. President Donald Trump asked about Ukraine investigations. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The highest-ranking American diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, revealed an aide overheard a phone conversation. President Trump was asking EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland about the investigations. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
At the White House, President Trump says he doesn't recall the phone conversation.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it.
Republicans like Jim Jordan say Democrats have no more than second and third hand knowledge.
The American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham.
Chair Adam Schiff says the inquiry will affect the future of the presidency.
What kind of conduct or misconduct the American people may come to expect from their commander in chief.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And there's no indication of any breakthrough following talks on Wednesday between the leaders of Turkey and the United States at a time when their relationship is at a low ebb. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, U.S. President Trump and Ukraine President Recep Tayyip Erdogan both described their discussions as productive and sincere.
The elephant in the room, as Trump acknowledged, was Turkey's purchase of a Russian missile defense system, which compelled Washington to kick out Ankara from the F-35 fighter jet program.
Turkey's acquisition of sophisticated Russian military equipment, such as the S-400, creates some very serious challenges for us.
Erdogan responded, "We can only surmount the hurdles that we experience through dialogue." Officials of both countries say more high-level talks are planned. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And this is VOA News. U.S. and North Korean officials held a meeting at a non-proliferation conference held in Moscow. A former U.S. official who attended the conference told VOA's Korean service as the denuclearization talks between Pyongyang and Washington remain deadlocked. U.S. officials led by Mark Lambert, director of the Office of Korean Affairs at the State Department, attended the three-day annual Moscow non-proliferation news conference. Protests erupted on Wednesday in Bolivia. This is just hours after opposition Senator Jeanine Añez was sworn in as interim president. VOA's Gladys Ahok.
Demonstrators in the capital and the nearby city waved indigenous flags in support of Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous Bolivian president. Morales blamed the forces of the North American Empire for forcing his departure and said he was ready to return if his people asked for it. But many Bolivians say the interim leader, Jeanine Añez, should be given a chance.
Nos va a dar esperanza, Bolivia.
I think it's going to give us hope in Bolivia. It's going to give us peace of mind. I think she has all the capacity and attitude to be an interim president.
Añez named a new military high command on Wednesday as she moves to fill the power vacuum left behind by the resignation of Morales and his supporters in parliament. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
A 17-year-old male in Michigan is said to be the first person in the United States to receive a bilateral lung transplant for vaping-related injuries. The boy's severe injuries include extreme lung inflammation, scarring, and dead tissue. Many college students at Hong Kong are on edge after many pro-democracy protesters barricaded themselves at universities, now the latest flashpoints in the demonstrators' quest for greater autonomy from China. Violent eruptions and confrontations between authorities and demonstrators continued. In an attempt to quell the street protests, this week police entered the Chinese University of Hong Kong, Polytechnic University, and the University of Hong Kong, lobbing tear gas inside the first two institutions that touched off fights at several schools. Sabrina Schatz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
We had an emergency meeting with the vice president, and he basically made the situation way more severe than we realized. He said, "You can leave if you want to. We can make that possible with online classes, but we don't know if classes will get canceled."
The biggest battles rage at the University of Hong Kong. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.